A contest? What contest? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I count 12 presidential candidates now. Richardson, Edwards, Kucinich, Dodd, Vilsack, Obama, and Clinton for the Democrats. Romney, Hagel, Brownback, Giuliani, and McCain for the Republicans. Gives you the illusion of a vigorous contest. But there's one overriding issue in this country, and that's Iraq. And unless something changes there dramatically by November 2008, it's no contest. A Democrat's going to win. The only unknown is how the candidates will fill the 1 year, 9 months, and 13 days from now till Election Day. How much charisma can Barack Obama possibly have? No, only a turnaround in Iraq could shake things up. And there are hopeful signs. Not just the troop surge, but rather what's going on behind the scenes. It appears the president is doing what he said he'd never do. Set deadlines, because suddenly Prime Minister al-Maliki is going after his Shiite friends in the Mahdi army. Says he was finally given conclusive intelligence that they were bad guys. A few months ago he was protecting the death squads, but now the intelligence has changed his mind. I see. I guess before now he figured the Mahdi army was just sort of like an overeager PTA. Please! The president is threatening him with a deadline. Do what we say or we split. And it's about time. Now, the next step toward a contest would be for Vice President Cheney to resign for health reasons and for the president to appoint Senator Richard Lugar, a universally respected expert in foreign relations who could repair our reputation abroad, as vice president. Then it might be a contest. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.